Vans on Patrol time. It's Vans on Patrol time.
All right, man, there we go. Show 174, episode 174, Gaza versus Duke Nukem. And guess what, man? It's Fans on Patrol time! I'm the host of Fans on Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is my dynamite co-host, Miss Tiff O'Bot. How are you, Tiff?
I'm doing very good. It's wonderful weather here today.
Yeah, it's kind of warm here, but it's just gloomy, but it's warm, you know?
Yeah, but it's better than being cold.
You damn right. And we came right back in time for some different weather, back from our fresh stay at FOP Island. Ha-ha! Everybody feeling good. And he made it two shows in a row, Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell smooth, not the one.
How are you today, sir?
I'm pretty good. I got some souvenirs from FOP Island to remind me of how great it was last week.
Did you get some t-shirts there, sir?
You know what? I did.
I had to get some t-shirts.
Yeah, I did get some t-shirts.
A little mug.
Yeah.
Little pins.
Mm-hmm.
Little hula skirt.
Nah. Well, you know what? I did for the missus.
That's right.
Yeah. A little keychain license plate.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
It says smooth on it.
Oh yeah.
Featuring Smooth.
One of those leather wristbands.
You damn right. It's all the useless shit that will sit up in the drawer.
Right.
Yep. And then later you're like, what the hell?
Why did
I
those
away?
Do
but you
this?
Can't because you remember your time on FOP Island.
FOP Island. If you guys, if you didn't hear last week's show, we encourage you to go back and listen to our vacation on FOP Island. We took you with us, man. You know, so because we all family here, man. We are family. All of us. So this week, man, we got a dynamite show for you, like we always do. We are talking about the Hurricane Heist trailer. Brought that to the
table. I put that one in there for you guys.
Did you?
Yeah, I like
yes.
it.
Yeah, I think Smooth is pretty stoked about it. Don't give it away too soon, Smooth.
Okay, all right.
Let the people stew on that one for a little bit. What else we got? I Kill Giants. There's another trailer.
I Kill Giants.
That's Smooth informed me that was from an Image comic book, so we're going to be talking about that. They got a movie coming out. And we got some John Cena and some Duke Nukem news and stuff coming on the show today. So I think we got a game. I think we got a game.
We do. It's a Godzilla quiz.
Oh, snap. Yeah, buddy. Hit that song. There we go. Yes, and if you name of the show, Godzilla versus Duke Nukem. We went over to Netflix and, you know, sat down because they had this big deal, Godzilla, that, you know, coming on Netflix. And so we pondered it and we said, why not, man? Just like we did Bright, we're going to check out, you know, because Godzilla is a pretty big property, man.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to review, discuss Godzilla, Netflix's Godzilla. What else we doing this week? Is that it? Oh, we got a comic. We got Abbott.
Yeah.
It's Abbott.
Who makes Abbott? I forgot.
It's a Boom comic.
Boom comic.
Abbott.
Yeah, so we're going to. Oh. Hey, Abbott. What's going on, Abbott? Abbott!
Perfect.
All right. So, saying all that, man, you guys ready to get it on?
Yes.
All right, let's get on our monstrous tour. Let's go. A decade ago, I never thought I would be at 23 on the verge of spontaneous combustion. Woe is me. But I guess that it comes with a territory, an ominous landscape of never-ending calamity. I need you to hear, I need you to see, but I am half, or I can take an exploding scene, like an evident possibility. All right, man, here we are. We are back, and it's time to roll and, you know, get it on. So, Templebot, these are your notes. Why don't you take the people on a journey?
Okay. So, the reason I picked this trailer for Hurricane Heist is because it's made by the original director of the first Fast and the Furious and the Triple X movies.
Yeah, I saw that. So he's still, it's a high heavy duty action, huh?
Adrenaline.
Yeah.
All adrenaline, baby.
Yeah. So who's in this damn movie, man? I don't know any of these people.
Anyone that we really know.
Nah, me neither. I'm like, I don't know that person. I don't know that person. I don't know that person.
I have
Maggie
a question.
Grace?
That the dark-haired guy that's like her partner, I'm pretty sure he's the guy from Kong Skull Island, the chopper pilot.
The chopper. Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's him.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But they kind of like the problem with this trailer is it goes so fast you don't really concentrate on his face. Yeah,
it's 100 miles per hour, just like it's 600 miles per hour.
Oh Lord, a $600 million heist at 600 miles per hour.
Right. So this is a heist movie. Mm-hmm. And then they got this special little car in here, and I didn't know it was that special until it dug into the ground to hold itself. I guess this guy's supposed to be like some professional storm chaser or something, and he kind of stumbles onto these people robbing the U.S. Treasury, mm-hmm. which is a pretty popular movie plot right now. Everybody's stealing the old money, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a hurricane going on, the biggest in recorded man history, right?
Right.
And during the hurricane, you know, we're going to rob the place and nobody ever know the money is gone because the place will get hit with the hurricane and everybody, the money will blow away and all this stuff. But we got trucks full of money, $600 million at 600 miles per hour. So this looks terrible to me. This looks like one action scene after another action scene, with an action scene with a bunch of country talking people the whole time.
Do have a country talk.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see no minorities in this movie either, so I'm always looking for diverse people, you know. So
sure, Smooth. What did you think about that?
You know what? I like this. It's coming out March 9th.
Of course,
It has action. This look like it's just full of action, and it has special effects, and it look like people are gonna be dying and getting messed up. So yeah, I'm on it.
So one good guy will probably die, somebody that everybody like, right? And then all the bad guys that eventually get sucked up in it, right? You never have to worry about, you know, that bad guy again. So Toby Kebbell, he's playing Will.
Yeah, that's the guy from
He's the guy.
From Kong Skull Island.
And Maggie Grace is in this.
Maggie Grace,
yeah. And Ryan Quantin is in this. Ralph Ensign. See, I don't know any of these people.
Somebody from True Blood. That guy is from True Blood.
Oh. Yeah, I'm looking at all these names. The other guy. And... it sure is. Okay.
What?
Nobody else, man, is I don't know any of these people. So have fun, Smooth.
Yeah.
I mean, I would probably this is one of those movies that you're sitting on your couch on Sunday and it comes on. You might not, if you catch it during an action scene, you're like, this is pretty fun. So then you kind of just keep watching it and then you get caught up and all of a sudden you're like, I watched that whole stupid movie.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's a brother. Mark Rhino Smith, he plays Deputy Baldwin. Oh, wait a minute. Malo and Andy.
Okay.
African American sister.
All right.
Okay, so.
All right.
There's a tiny bit of diversity.
Right.
And there's a billion little kids in this, Tiff.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I hate kids. They're probably going to be like, oh, no, help us. We're trapped in the school bus.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of kids. There's a lot of kids in this movie. Wow. Okay. Yeah. In a heist movie. Okay.
No, thank you.
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay. You're not going to see this, Fifth? No?
Maybe? No, I will. I probably will.
See.
Yep. Marsh Knife, baby.
Okay, so
it
this
might be on
Marsh
the show.
Knife.
This is the new regular on this show. Montego Odd Man out now all the time. So.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, sometime I'm gonna pick something that you really enjoy.
But you don't like anything though. That's
what the hell? I'm known for liking everything. Get out of here.
That's true. That is the truth. You do like everything.
Does he?
Yes, Smooth.
Well,
that was last year. That was last year. This year he's
that's the old Montego.
Guy. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about I Kill Giants, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah, I think this looks... Okay, this is a book, an Image comic book, and it's about a girl who fights giants that may or may not be real. As you see from the trailer, we're not sure if it's, like, a disorder or if it's something that only she has powers, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's kind of, like, it's kind of along those same lines as, like, the movie that was directed by Harry Potter, but has kind of, like, a Harry Potter or, like... like A Wrinkle in Time, kind of like that kind of shiny look.
Yeah, it was very shiny. Yeah. Harry Potter. Now, it's from the original producers. So who was that? That wasn't Christopher Columbus, was it? Wasn't he the original producer of Harry Potter?
I'm surprised that you would even know something like that. I have no idea.
Oh, no. I'm a Harry Potter fan, Tiff. I'm just not.
Oh, I know. I know.
I'm just
but
not
like,
a
I don't
Harry
know.
Potter fan.
I have no memory for, like, who produced this, who directed that. You know what I mean?
Well, I know it was a 1941 film, Harry Potter, right? 1841? That's the name of the company, right? 1641, 1492, something like that. 1492.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Oh, okay. Right. And I know Christopher Columbus was responsible for the very first one. So I don't know if this is, maybe that's that company.
No.
Maybe. I know, nobody cares. Let's keep talking.
But I wanted to know what you guys thought about this, because it does seem like, I bet if you were to see this, you probably thought I would like it.
Oh, this got you written all over it, man. Little girl with glasses doing odd things.
Her little bunny ears, weird right. stuff. But I want to know what you guys thought of it.
Smooth, what you got?
Well, I was familiar with the comic book, because I used to, Image used to give you the free samples every now and then. And they featured this quite a few times. So, I mean, it's interesting. It looks like young people will like this movie right here.
Well, I think it's by the same. Okay, so the book, comic book, and I could be wrong. So, if someone's listening, we'd love it if you point out mistakes. That's great.
Right.
I think the guy who wrote it, or one of the people who was part of the team who made I Kill Giants, was the guy who made Footy Cootie.
Oh wow. Foley Coley,
which is like it has a lot of goofy stuff in it,
right?
So I wonder if maybe you are right, where like there probably was more of a goofy element than a serious element. Maybe this is just the director's interpretation of the story.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, here's some information. This movie actually came out in 2017. It was released in the United Kingdom already.
Oh wow!
And so it's coming to us now. Hmm. And I know it was Zoe Saldana.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's it. She's like a counselor. She's like a counselor or something.
She can be anything she wants
really
to
plain,
be.
But beautiful.
Woo! Finally. Well, she's in it. And so then we got, I don't know who, it what's her name? Orangen Potts? I don't know who that lady is.
Imogen Poots.
Is it Poots?
Yeah, that's how you say it.
That's Poots. Actually worse. I was trying not to go that way.
You were trying to be nice to her because right. you would think.
No, that could be it.
You guys are so mature.
My name is James Merkel. I'm going to change it to James Martin.
Exactly.
Just so people know that have a nice name. She's like, nope, my name's Imogen Poots.
I was really trying not to go there. I was like, nah, it couldn't be.
It's Poots.
Okay. So, I mean, these are the people that's in it, man, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at this thing. It looks very well done. I can say that right from the beginning, you know, as far as just the way it's shot and stuff. It kind of, you know what it reminds me of? It kind of reminds me of like the after school special stories, like something that's, you know,
God.
I'm not.
Like on bullying.
Yeah, I don't want to see this, you know. not at all. Not in the slightest sense do I want to see this. If I was home on a Saturday and I had nothing to do, I might watch it. Or then again, I might just turn on one of the old Star Wars movies and watch that, you know. I don't know.
I'm going to make you watch this.
We're going to end up doing this damn movie.
We're going to do this for a fan service.
I wonder if it would be easy for me to, with my resources, this has already been out, to be able to maybe see this.
I hope not, you thief. Speaking of thief, well, this all had nothing to do with thief. You know, the story last week about the movie pass, it kind of blew up last week.
Man. Oh, my God. People were very, like, upset. I think because I got upset about MoviePass, from now I understand I was correct about MoviePass, where you pay a flat monthly fee.
Now, Tiff, I don't think they was mad at you. I think they was mad at me. I think they was mad at me for the misinformation, man.
Oh, yeah. You botched that.
Actually, I didn't.
No?
Because I wasn't talking about MoviePass. I was talking about a MoviePass. Right. And the one I have, one that I did purchase, was exactly like I said it was.
Okay.
But then I saw this other MoviePass, and I said, oh, this is better. So I got that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to get that MoviePass, because I think you pay that flat fee, and if you see...
You're going to get another MoviePass, because we ain't ever advertising for no goddamn MoviePass unless they pay us.
I said a MoviePass.
A MoviePass. There you go. We ain't talking about that one that's having all them troubles with AMC Theater right now. The hell with them. We're talking about a mystery MoviePass. But my bag, y'all. I was talking about something else. Calm the hell down. You know? But yeah, that was a pretty big story. So yeah, I think it'll work well for us, man. You know, movies as we got to go see.
Yep.
You know, so shout out to Mark Ellis Reagans for straightening us out on that one, and somebody else straightening us out on that one.
Liza talked about it, and then also Joey DiCarlo.
Yeah, Andre DiCarlo. I think Batista did too. Shout out to all those fans. Shout out to Ken Wade, man. Ain't seen you in a while, man. But he comments all the time. Anyway, let's keep moving. So, Smooth, you say yay.
To this movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out.
Okay.
I'm going to check it out. Because I want to see how well it was.
You're gonna watch young Tifflebot run around here on a screen with the bunny ears?
You know what? Yeah. I will keep that in mind. Like, you know, this is Tiffany when she was weirder.
Yeah, that's true. I would never go when I was in high school, there was a girl who wore cat ears to school. And we called her Cat Ear Girl because we never knew her name.
You mean sons of bitches. You're all going to burn in hell for that. You
ever see? Didn't know her name.
Did you guys ever see Flatliners? That shit is going to happen to you. Little Billy's going to come and beat your ass.
I didn't knock her out of a tree and throw a rock at her or anything. Jesus. Oh, God. I am super into this movie.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to be negative again. No, please. No, please. Please, co-host. Don't make me see it. Anyway.
Maybe you'll end up liking it. Yeah. It's always a possibility.
You never know.
You might see it with the young ladies.
You never know.
With the young Bradleys.
Well, let's move on here.
Okay. Let's do that.
Yeah, so there's some special treat for everybody out here who likes video games.
Oh, or who just likes John Cena, right? Because we got so many of them damn fans.
Like shitty movies, because you know it's going to be shitty.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Well,
you never know.
Yeah, it's going to be shitty.
Duke Nukem, right? From the 80s, the 90s and 80s, right?
90s.
They end up having like 14 video games over the years. Yes. I didn't even know that. That's a lot of damn games.
I never played one of them either.
Either.
No, I've never played one.
It used to look just too damn goofy with that buzz cut and the glasses.
Big ass guns.
And the big arms.
Right, yeah, he did have the big ass arms, big dumb ass arms.
Was it a first person shooter, Tiff?
Yes, but and also it's known for being like, he makes these like cheesy comments and stuff like that, so it's kind of like tongue in cheek a little.
Well, right. He looks exactly like John Cena.
I think it's a good choice.
Yeah. So John is gonna get a franchise. It looks like they're gonna give him this. You know, people were very excited about him with the possibilities of him playing the Shazam, the hero. Mm. That was just a rumor. Then it turns out here we go with this. Mm-hmm. It could be funny. If you keep it, it could be good if you do it correctly. You know, everything has to be. You have to make fun of yourself, I would imagine, with something like this. You know, as long as he doesn't break character and just stay serious and just be the buffoon, you know, it could probably work.
Yeah, the big, clumsy, strong guy.
Well, he wasn't clumsy. I think he was just over the goddamn top on everything.
Blew up everything.
Yeah. And okay. Serious. And, you know, he might, like the Tick kind of, you know how the Tick is like always thinking he doing the
righteous thing. Yeah, right, but he's over the top. Yeah, even with the speeches, right. He was over the top.
Yeah, so I don't know. So, is this something you might be interested in, Tifflebot?
I mean, I would probably. So every time something like this comes out, I end up having to see it because Mike has hope that it will not be garbage.
He has hope for the future. It must be good, please.
So, hopefully, if they do the right thing, I'll end up seeing it.
All right. What about you, Smooth?
I think I am going to go see it. Hopefully it'll be PG and I can take my son.
Well, you're going to wait for the trailer, though, right?
Yeah.
Will that be your mind decision maker right there?
Yeah, it probably will be. Or he might just want to see it, period, because
But he got no Duke Nukem history. He's just a baby.
But I'm just, well, I mean, he's seven. He likes destruction still, you know what I mean? He likes watching stuff blow up.
Mm. Watch that kid. Absolutely not. I'm not interested in this in one iota, man. I never played the video game. I'm not a John Cena fan. I'm not a wrestling fan. If you are, that's your business. You know, good for you. Everybody love their stuff. We love what we love. But, I'm not into any of that stuff. I have no affinity for John Cena one way or another. I don't have any ill feelings or bad feelings, you know, or anything.
You like the Marine?
I never seen the Marine. I didn't want to see it. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to put this also on the list for Montego to see this year.
You know, so no, I don't want to see this and don't want to hear anything else about it. But I'm sure, you know, maybe my mind would be changed if the trailer comes out and it's like good enough. Because I didn't want to see Hardcore Henry, not really.
Oh yeah, but it changed the.
But I didn't really care for Hardcore Henry that much until I kind of listened to Tifflebot talk about it. Because I didn't really like it. I gave it a D.
Did you?
I did. And then once, I think me, her, and Gareth had a show. And we talked about it. And I kind of, I saw their point of view that it was like, okay, maybe I'm just, I was looking for too much. Because I thought the story was so all over the place, you know. And I was like, I'm just trying to follow this goddamn story. And then when I just took their point of view as far as just laying back and chilling and just watching all the pretty, you know, and things that you have never seen on the screen.
It's a roller coaster.
Then I was kind of like, okay, maybe I just, okay, maybe I was a little too harsh on it. Maybe if I rethink it, I'll give it a, probably give it a high C and not a D, you know.
How generous.
But no, I don't, I'm not interested in this. So, so Smooth, are you prepared to do the social media shout out or should we move on to someone else?
Well, sure, I'll give it a shot there, Mr. Bradley.
All right.
For everything Fans on Patrol, go to fansonpatrol.com. If you want to reach us at fans@fansonpatrol.com, one word, directly or via social media or Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at fansonpatrol.com. You can hear us on Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play, Podbean, and iTunes. If you give us a five-star review, we'll give you a shout-out. Tiffany will read your review on the air and make you famous. But please hit us on Podbean because that's a little easier.
All right. Also, I think I want to give a shout out for something we ain't done in a long time to the Nerd Podcast Mafia. That is Soul Wizard Podcast, Coke 45 Podcast, Superhero Speak. That is also Nerdtastic 4. You know what? We lost John and Tim. Their podcast came to an end and we never said anything about it. Dork of All Trades is no more, but they still, you know, are in the chat and stuff. So what's up, fellas? Dinner in the Damn Podcast. Well, it's Dinner in the Podcast, not a damn podcast. Open All Powers, our British brothers are way over there. Not another pod, not another nerdy damn podcast. There I go with that damn again. Not another nerdy podcast. Shout out to those fellas. And I think that's it. So are we ready to take a break-a-roo?
A little break-a-roo.
We gotta take a break.
Little break-a-roo, Dwayne. We can't just keep talking and talking and talking. You know, we need some water. We'll be right back. All right, it's game time, man. I don't even know what the name of this game is. It's been kind of a mystery. I know it got something to do with monsters and crap, but Tiffany has got a game. It's me against Smooth. Smooth, it's me, you, me and you against the world.
Yup.
All right, what you got for us, Tiffany?
This is a Facts on Patrol, but it's Godzilla.
Okay, I'm going to go down Godzilla. In flames.
All right. Yeah. Who should I start with?
Whoever you would like to.
I'll start with you, Montego.
Okay.
The 1978 Godzilla cartoon had this tiny sidekick.
Ah, that would be Godzuki.
Correct. See, it's not, so they're going to get Godzuki? Harder, however.
That was his son.
Baby Godzilla?
Godzuki.
I thought it was Baby Godzilla. So it could have been. It couldn't have been Baby Godzilla.
No, Baby Godzilla was in the real live action movie. Yeah, okay. Godzuki was his little.
Oh, little. Yeah.
It might have been his nephew or something.
Dwayne.
Yep.
True or false? Godzilla has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That would be true.
That is true. He That's does. True.
Yep, I knew that.
Wow. All
right.
Yeah, I knew that.
How did he come sign?
No, he didn't. He was too busy. All right, Montego.
Yes, madam.
When was the first Godzilla movie made?
Oh, shoot. Was that 1950? Oh, my goodness. Was it 54, 59? 54, 59? I don't think it was either one of those. 1959.
Oh my God! It was 1954.
Oh
I knew
man!
It. I was about to steal too because I knew it. I was about to tell you. Go with your first one.
Okay, I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Okay, so this one's for Smooth.
Okay.
Name the fire-breathing turtle of this franchise.
Oh, damn it! Myrtle? No. It's the. What is it?
It's a Myrtle.
Oh, man. As soon as you say it, I'm going to be like, I knew it. But go ahead. I do not know. I can't.
It's Gamera.
Gamera.
Gamera! 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 down there with them two little creepy twins.
Oh, I thought that was with the moth, though. They was with the moth, right?
But I think that moth was on
the... part of it, yeah.
Yeah,
it was... Okay, right. Oh, right. It was... Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay, here's where they get a little harder. Well, harder. Oh, these are our hard ones. Okay. This one's for Montego.
Oh, shoot, honey. I'm 500 here. One... Oof.
All right. This is hard, so I'm sorry.
The first one not being made wasn't hard? Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Gojira is a combination of two Japanese words. It's a portmanteau word. They are both words for animals. Can you guess at least one of these animals?
Lizard.
Yep.
Nope.
Damn it!
What?
No. I would like to tell you that Gojira is a portmanteau word of the Japanese words for
sea creature.
Gorilla.
Oh, fuck.
Which is gorilla and whale.
Oh. What the hell?
So gorilla whale.
So that was that guy's... That's the correct way how they pronounce Godzilla over there, or no?
Gojira.
You remember that movie with Matthew Broderick? Gojira.
Yeah, you're right, right. Yeah.
And the guy was like, he said Godzilla. Yeah.
What was that? What was that?
Godzilla.
No, the Matthew Broderick movie. That was
Godzilla.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that was. That
Godzilla smooth.
Right. That was the bad one. That was the bad guy. Yeah, that was the bad guy. When he's hiding in buildings and stuff like that. Yeah. With the babies.
Right.
Yeah, the babies.
Okay.
All right.
So this one's your really hard one, Dwayne. Are you ready?
Great.
All right.
Yep.
Godzilla was inspired by the creature Redisaurus from this film.
Good luck with that smooth.
Oh, shit. You said Redisaurus? Monster Island?
That's a really good guess. It is a movie called The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms.
Wow. I never heard of that.
I think I did hear that.
Oh, okay.
The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms.
Not me, say
it. I've not heard of that.
Okay, so here we go. This is our last two. Montego.
Yes, ma'am.
True or false?
Yes, ma'am.
Godzilla is an ambassador for Japan.
That is true.
That is true.
This is true.
How does that work?
How does he come sign a star on Hollywood Walk of Fame?
I'm just saying, I mean, ambassador, don't you have to have some diplomacy?
How many buildings did he tear up when he came to LA?
Exactly, right.
All
right.
He said, I need to take me to the embassy, he said.
I'm pretty sure.
So, this is your final question, Smooth.
Final question.
Within 20 feet.
Uh-huh.
What is the tallest portrayal of Godzilla?
500 feet.
Oh, that's
so really incorrect.
It's 300, and he's been 389 feet at his tallest.
So that is wrong.
Yes.
So everybody knows.
Oh, shit. I'm not a Godzilla.
Did I win?
Expert.
I don't know who won.
Is it me? Oh, I absolutely did.
No, I got two right, and you got two right.
Get out of here. I got three right.
No, you didn't. You got two.
Let me see.
What two did you get right?
You got one.
Hold up. Go ahead.
You got one.
I had two true or false cards.
Two.
Yep. And I got two.
You got two. And then Dwayne got...
one.
I got two.
Which two?
I got two true or false.
You got the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Right.
And no, that's the only one.
That's
the only
one. One got. Right.
God damn it.
So Montego, you do win.
You goddamn right I won. I know victory when I smell it. Yes. Shit. It's about damn time.
Sound of Godzilla.
And I absolutely won on something that I had little knowledge about.
Yes.
I knew that damn with Milton Berle. I knew that movie was in the 50s. It was either 54 or 59. Yeah, I knew
that's
it.
That's impressive.
But see, I could have stole. You didn't let me steal. I was gonna say.
That's true. We weren't doing steals today. Yeah.
So therefore,
I could have stole yours.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, I could have.
Which one?
The ones you got wrong.
You didn't know it. You didn't know the turtle's name.
I did know the turtle's name.
God.
Oh
my
Lord.
After she said it,
actually, the first movie I've ever paid attention to was that turtle one. Even before Godzilla, it was the first monster movie I ever saw. Was that turtle one? It's a little special to me, man. All right, man.
Well, congratulations. Look who's back on top.
That's god dang all right. It feels good, like it should.
Really?
It does. Oh, because you don't like winning. Because you ain't used to it. Okay, let's move on.
It's time for another break before the comic.
Yes, indeed. We'll be right back. All right, man, we are back. It's comics time. We're talking about Boom Studios comic number one. It's Abbott is the name of the book. Tivabot, your choice. Take us through it.
Okay, so it's written by Saladin Ahmed and illustrated by Sami Kivela, which that might be pronounced wrong, colored by Jason Wordy. So this is a story about, it's set in Detroit in 1972, a photographer slash, well, she's a reporter, but she has to take her own photographs, named Abbott, is covering this series of, like, brutal murders.
Murder!
Well, there's a murder, and there's, but there's, like, the horse head as well. So she's investigating it, and she has some kind of, she's reported some police activity that was, you know, racially charged, that was, you know, for her reporting it, like, she's gotten some flack and stuff like that, so she's having some difficulty getting coverage for this one, and then she finds out that there's like a supernatural element to these murders.
Indeed.
So I think the art in this book is beautiful. The colors are really good. I don't like this book.
Really? Why not?
I mean, I think it's, so I don't know if the person who's writing this book is actually black.
Mm-hmm.
That bothers me a little.
Mm-hmm.
And I know maybe it shouldn't, I don't know. But like, because of the way that they are portraying some of the stuff, and plus I was like thinking, this is my opinion, so I don't want to like make a big stink or anything. Mm-hmm. But if you are trying to say there's police brutality against a minority, and then you say, oh, but it's actually supernatural elements, that seems a little bit shitty to me.
Oh, I didn't even think about it like that. That's pretty interesting, man. That's pretty
interesting. But, maybe they're making a bigger commentary on it. They're saying, like, it's not that, it's the opposite. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I know that the brutality in the beginning that they was talking about was real, and performed on a cop. And then, like, because they stumbled onto this horse's head thing being cut off and this other thing, they were, you know, trying to say, well, this was the Black Panthers that was doing this, you know. And then I think it was just the mere fact that they were just kind of, because they were black victims, they weren't investigating it. I think that was, you know, the whole crux of the thing. I don't think it was the fact that, you know, that it's a supernatural element had anything to do with it. It's just the fact that they wasn't work. It's a supernatural element, and they just didn't care enough to investigate it, even though it was like over the top brutal, you know, how these things were dying. So my take on it, man, I love the period. I love like the 70s. I love the late 60s. I love the 70s, especially around 71, 72, 73. And just the little stuff that they talk about in here, like I like how she's talking about, listen, I go and have my two glasses of brandy every night. That's it. That's all the drinking I do.
Mm-hmm. Now I like her a lot.
Yeah, she has
as a character.
She has a good attitude, and it made me wonder, yeah, you know, if the writer was black or white. You know, as long as, in my opinion, you can do a good job, you know, portraying, you know, the element of the people, I'm cool. I don't know who it was. I didn't have a problem with this at all. I kind of dug it. I like the fact that they weren't holding back with how crappy stuff is, you know, especially like when she was in her Perry White's office. The guy looked just like Perry White, her editor. And and the guy was like, you know, they were talking about busing and stuff. You know, you walked into a conversation, the guy's a super duper racist, things like that was happening. So it didn't bother me, honestly. I'm not really into like detective books, but I was pretty interested in this. And to be quite honest with you, I think the supernatural element in it is kind of like ruining it. I would rather it just be like a regular murderer, you know?
That's what I'm saying. I think like that was kind of my hiccups here, where I'm thinking it's fine without the supernatural stuff, and I'm wondering how much that detracts.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I mean, it depends on where it's going, you know, in my opinion. I mean, I don't think it needs it, though. I agree with you. I don't think just have a reporter stumble onto murders. I mean, this is a good, it's a really well written book, you know, and I think the main character holds it. I could see this being a movie, you know, if you do it correctly. But you don't, yeah, you don't need the hocus pocus. I don't think. And that's gonna be it for the comics.
That's
then,
it.
Man.
Yeah, did you recommend it?
I was interested, and I don't even like stuff like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. I actually, right now, yeah, but we'll see if it gets dumb.
I'd say read it and see how you feel, sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, then there we go. So that's Abbott, and that's it for the comics, man. So we're going to take our final break, and it's time to come back with the monster movie. So we dove into Netflix Godzilla. What is it, Island of Monsters or Monsters Planet? What's the name of this damn thing?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
Monster Planet Island.
Yeah, we'll get it. We'll get it together on the way back for the break. We'll be right back. All right, here we are. We are back with the Godzilla. We are back with Godzilla, Monster Planet. Now, this was confusing because this part one is called what, Tifflebot?
Planet of the Monsters.
And it's a part two that I didn't realize was a part. I didn't know it was parts to it.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But the first part was 129 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like a movie.
Yeah. It was goddamn right it was a movie.
It was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, okay, everybody, to my surprise, I did not know this was an animated movie when we started watching it.
Really?
Same. I did not.
No, I thought this was the wrong one. I said, "Oh, this can't be the one."
Oh, wow!
This is a cartoon.
You guys didn't know that?
This is an anime. No, I didn't know.
That's what I was looking forward to it because it was anime.
Of course you were.
Of course. Yeah.
So no, I didn't know it was an anime, and this is a, you know, a big deal for Netflix. I mean, I've been seeing it advertised for a while, and you know, mm-hmm. I said we had an opportunity to do something. It's been it's a low point in the you know the stuff. We can either do a fan service or do something interesting. So this is what we're doing. So, wow. I can't pronounce anybody's name who directed this, who produced this, and half of the
I'll do it.
Okay, so who are the actors in this thing?
Okay, so, well, these are the Japanese language actors.
Yes.
Are Mamoru Miyano.
Mm-hmm.
Takahiro Sakurai.
Goodness gracious.
Kana Hanazawa.
Man.
And Yuki Kaji.
Oh, wow. Just
so
let that shit roll. She just let it roll out smooth. You hear that?
Mm-hmm. So it's directed by Kobun Shizuno and Hiroyuki Seshita. That's a hard one to say. Seshita. So this is a movie that was, to my knowledge, made in Japan. And then sometimes, you know how Netflix, they're like, but it was made in conjunction with Netflix.
Yeah, they threw some money in it probably. Yeah.
They probably threw some money. However, sometimes you know how Netflix does where they a property exists. Like, Toho Entertainment is, like, what makes the Godzilla movies.
Uh-huh.
So, it already exists, and then Netflix says, well, we want to show it, we want to have the rights to it in America. So then they say it's a Netflix original.
Yes, because that's what happened, right? So, mm-hmm. So, I don't know, man. I guess we can go around the table before we start talking about it and talk about how we felt about it. Smooth, Daddy. What you think of this one, man?
It started off slow.
Mm-hmm.
And then it did pick up.
All right.
And ultimately, I'm looking forward to the next presentation of this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I am.
So you like it?
I did, yeah. Okay. It took a minute. It does take a minute to warm you up. But, you know, after when it gets going, it's pretty decent.
Tifflebot.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think?
So I have two things to say.
Two things.
One, when I watched it, I watched it in English.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize you could probably switch it to Japanese, which I probably would have preferred. So I might watch this again in Japanese.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Two, I think it's pretty good. But I think I need to watch it again. Okay. You know what I mean?
All right. So pretty good.
Yes.
All right. And I effing hated everything and every moment.
Ah, I knew it.
I knew it.
Honestly, no stuff. I came home. I'm like, about to watch Godzilla. I saw it was a cartoon. I said, it's cool. Don't get mad. Because at first I got a little angry because I thought it was a real movie. So I started watching it and I got to tell y'all, no crap. I got to the toward the middle of the third act. Mm. I fell asleep 7 times, and I had to wake back up and rewind it, and wake back up and rewind it. It ruined my Friday evening. My evening was messed up. I went to sleep at like 10 o'clock on a Friday because it just took all the life out of me. So I didn't enjoy this at all, but I'm ready to talk about it. And I'll tell you what are the things that really bugged me about it. No, I hated it. I'm sorry. So hear that, fans? I hated it.
Can I guess what bugged you about it?
What's that?
The light speed scene that they did.
That didn't bother me. You know what bothered me more than anything in the whole wide world of this movie?
What?
Was the lead actor, Chris Nolshi. The way he talked with the breathing after every sentence. Godzilla took everything from us. And we have to kill him. I was like, what is he doing? Why is everything so dire? It's just so dire, everything I have to say. Get out of here, man. I hated him, man. But that was just the tip of the iceberg's move. I'm willing to dive into this in deep, but I don't want to ruin the moment for y'all because y'all like this.
You're not going to ruin the moment for me. We know that you're a sour guy sometimes.
Well, so here we go, man. This thing starts out, and they're setting this sucker up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're setting this sucker up. And they're setting this sucker up. And it's like, okay. So, the earth is all messed up because monsters pop out of nowhere, right?
Yeah,
they popped out of the ground and it was like, rah, 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 boom. Right. And right. Everyone had to leave Earth.
Kind of like Pacific Rim, you know, that's what I was thinking of.
Well, they
know?
Was hitting them with all type of atomic weapons and they weren't working. So, yes. They scorched the earth up pretty bad. So, they had to, yeah, like you said, they had to leave.
They hit Godzilla with 50 warheads right. at one time.
Right.
No, 100 and something.
160 something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a scratch. Not a scratch.
Not a scratch, immortal.
It's like Predator. Not a scratch. Not a fucking scratch.
<God's sake.
laughs> So anyway,
Godzilla.
He walks out of there, man. You know, and you know, I liked the one scene. I did like the one scene when the little boy they with the flashback. Cause it started it. They started it with the captain, right?
Yeah.
And he had the people at bay. He's like, yeah. Oh, the old people. And his grandfather got on and was like, look, man, leave us alone. We want to go down here. And you know, they got on the shuttle and he died. Right. And then he had the flashback. And he was like, there's your mother and father. They were getting onto the spacecraft, right. Going up to this thing because they pretty much wiped out everybody. There was only a few people left.
They was on the bus. Towards the spacecraft.
No. The boy was climbing. They was getting. He was on the ramp, and he looked out and saw the buses coming.
Oh yeah, yeah,
his
right.
parents were on the bus.
His right. parents was on the
right.
bus.
Right. Yeah, his parents were on
and,
the bus.
And it was a pretty cool scene with Godzilla coming over the horizon, right. And he his breath is a little different. He hits that sound. Yes, he hits that sound, and then it goes, and then it just zaps something. That was cool.
Yeah.
But then like the fallout,
the atomic breath.
Right. The atomic breath, and then it engulfs. The buses.
Yeah.
And then they keep moving. But yeah. I thought that was a cool scene.
Okay.
But, you know, he's telling the story, right? And he's, we had to leave the planet. And it was just terrible. And I'm like, why is he talking like that? Why is he talking like that? He's a terrible, he never changed that no matter what, you know? So anyway, they had this history, right, where these aliens came down and it was like, hey, we can hold hands and sing and we're going to get rid of Godzilla for you. Now, this bugged me because this was never a payoff in the plot point so far with these aliens that were supposed to be...
Yeah, highly intelligent.
Supposed to be defeating Godzilla and had the answers but didn't.
Right.
And they were refugees too.
Right.
And because they had a scene later on where there was more than one alien.
Yeah.
And they were talking, and he was like, yeah, you tried to brainwash everybody with religion. See how good that worked. So it almost seemed to me like the aliens got their own agenda.
Yeah.
Well, that's the truth. If you see at the very end of the movie, spoilers.
Mm. It's all
the religion that he's talking about, Godzilla is the god.
I kind of got that toward the end. So was this whole thing to release the damn lizard on everybody? Now, this was a little tripped
up. He wanted them to awaken the true Godzilla that was underneath the ground, and the only way he knew how to do that was after that so many years he would emerge and they need to go back to the planet. And so he convinced that's why he kept saying to that guy, the main character, you're the chosen one. He didn't mean because he's gonna save Earth. He meant because you're gonna be dumb enough to go back to Earth and wake Godzilla, the real Godzilla, my god. That's why you're not religious, because he said, I don't believe in your god. He said, it doesn't matter. You're like the chosen one. And he's thinking, oh, because I'm going to save the earth. But the guy knows. You're
chosen, chump, because I chose you.
Yeah,
you're the dummy that will fall for this.
So, you know, E equals MC squared. You go through hyperspace. They did this thing. They left the planet, went through hyperspace, and it's supposed to be like what? Like over 20,000 years they didn't know from going
that,
and coming.
That blows my mind.
That did too. That part messed me up.
Well,
a little bit.
I think that was probably a downfall of this flick was I think they got a little too sciencey because when they went into the space fold hyperspace thing.
That was boring.
They was really explaining it. They was like, yeah, dynothermos connected and this and the magnetic pulse. Yeah, right. I was like, damn, they've been explaining what's happening for this thing for about a whole like literal like 2 minutes on screen, you know?
And then when they did it, it was just like that
nothing.
Speed Racer, you know, the background moves, but Speed Racer's just standing there, right?
So what did you guys, let's break this up for a minute. What did you guys think about the animation? Anybody go first?
I'm familiar with. I think they the same style they did that with Disney Tron, so it wasn't like it wasn't not familiar to me. They advanced it more though. I did like the images.
You think they like used the real actors and like suits to model the movement and stuff?
It looks that way.
Okay, what about you, Tiff? What do you think of the animation?
I like it, but I believe it's computer generated.
Right.
Yeah.
And I prefer cell drawn animation.
Got you. The real deal.
For the old school.
Old school.
I mean, the old school animation, it does look nice, but I hated the way Godzilla looked.
Oh, really? I know.
Just looked like a big boulder.
No, he didn't really bother me because he kind of resembled the one in the last movie, the one done by, was that Josh Trank? Did he do that? Mm-hmm. The last Godzilla movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it was somebody that was supposed to get a Star Wars deal and it didn't work out for him. No, actually, he did get a Star Wars. No, it didn't work out. Gareth Edwards, he did. Didn't he do Jurassic Park, and then he was supposed to do Star Wars, and then they fired him?
Yes, and they did not. Yep, that's true.
Yeah, so, yeah, I didn't like that movie, last
Godzilla? Mm-mm. Yeah, it wasn't that good.
No, I didn't like it at all. Anyway, so I tell you what I do like in this movie. I like all of those toys once they decided to go into the planet and stuff, and they were going to, you know, have all these things, and he came up with this plan. They got him out of jail. Mm-hmm. He came up with this plan, and so they had all these mechs and stuff like that, and it seems like they ripped the planet Earth off of, what was that? That AE, After Earth? Will Smith movie where the planet was so dangerous, you know?
The planet was alive, yeah, basically defended itself, yeah.
Well, yeah, like the plant cut the metal like it was nothing. So I thought stuff like that was cool. Mm-hmm. But so they get on this planet, right? Mm-hmm. Then these creatures are attacking.
Yeah. Pterodactyls.
What was it like? Gitchara? Was that the one with the three heads?
With the three heads. Well, yeah.
I think so. And somebody's laughing at us trying to struggle through this thing.
Yeah, I'm sure that's fair. It's hard to remember all of them and all that stuff. But I had a question about them landing on this planet.
On Earth?
So the whole thing about going to Earth was that they wanted to go home. Obviously, they wanted to live on the home planet. Fine, but the only obstacle that they seemed to talk about was that the Godzilla. So, but when they show up, there's lots of other problems. Like, there's that pollen that's in the air. Like, you don't know if you can breathe that shit.
Well,
there's like
they never took off the helmets. They never took off the helmets, so that was good, you know.
I know, but like, here's my thing. What are you going to do now? I mean, even if the other Godzilla hadn't shown up, what are you going to do?
Well, they had a great plan, if you ask me, Tiff. They said, the one guy said, well,
why don't we go to the moon?
Go to the moon, set up a colony, we can come down here and grab supplies.
Right, right. Yeah, he did. Right.
Here's another thing, okay. Right. Is it me or am I dumb? Yeah. But if Godzilla is in Japan, can we just go to Alaska?
I was thinking the same Ohio exact shit. Like, I mean, I understand this would make the movie, but like you just said, it's like, why are you guys landing like in miles?
Let's go to Rio.
Yeah, miles from where Godzilla is.
And then, well, like, I don't really think about that.
And then, like you said, if he shows up, let's just go over here where he's not gonna be.
Let's be a nomadic tribe,
right? Yeah,
and just move away from this big
just
bastard.
Wander. Yeah, exactly.
But they did say that there was other. That's the thing. Okay, you're right, because they said there was other monsters. But then when they came back to Earth this time, there was only the one signal.
Right, it was one big signal. And there was enough, like you said, Tiff, there's enough obstacles on the planet to navigate. But, you know, you could set up fences, defenses. But I don't think I would take my ass to the moon and just come down and grab the stuff to plant and food and stuff and dirt. You know, I just
absolutely.
Why are we playing with this?
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Why? Land on the goddamn moon, man.
Well, like, yo, this is our home. This is ours.
No, it's not. You left it
not anymore.
And they repoed this sumbitch right underneath you.
Well, they want it back. Shit, give my shit back right now. So that's what they're doing.
So. I was impressed with none of the actors.
None of them. Okay.
I didn't.
Voice acting is a hard thing, I think.
How about the one guy that sounded, the alien that sounded like Worf, and everything he said was just so serious, and he never dropped this the whole damn time. And I was like, why is he talking like that? What? You could, one, are you going to take a breath? Two, can't you change your tone from one thing to another? You know, it's like he's using the bathroom and he's angry at the same time, you know? It's just,
That's why I kind of think, like, it's better to watch things in the original Japanese if you can, because I feel like sometimes character designs were made for the voices of, like, you know what I mean? Like, they had a person in mind when they were making a character design. They try to match the way that they looked, the voice.
Yeah.
And in America, they're like, well, whoever can do something is going to be here. That's who we're going to use.
Yeah. God, I really didn't enjoy the voice acting.
I didn't like the aliens.
Which aliens?
The ones that just had the they had the same hairstyle, but one had bangs and one didn't.
With like the weird like hanging droopy things.
Yeah, to show that, you know, one was a female, one was a male. I don't like that alien shit either. When it's like, we're aliens, but you look just like me, so how are you an alien?
Oh, smooth. Spock is alien.
That is true.
Yeah, I forgot about that shit. But anyway. That was my one. So, and it took a little long.
They blow this bad boy up, right?
Blow it up.
The big dude, Godzilla.
They blow up the first Godzilla, mini Godzilla.
They blow up baby
regular
Godzilla.
Regular size Godzilla, diet Godzilla.
Boom.
Yeah.
Blow him up.
Low trans fat, the Godzilla.
Now, as I woke up for the fourth or fifth or sixth or seventh time and actually watched this scene, I said, this wasn't so bad, this sequence with the guy jumping on and, you know, boom.
The battle.
And it was kind of cool when the Big Daddy jumped up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sitting there thinking, what does he eat? He's so big. What are you going to eat? You know?
What?
He eats radiation.
Yeah, where do you get that much radiation from?
From the fallout. From, 10, I guess, 161 warheads. You know what I mean?
You think they juiced him up when they shot the bombs at him?
Yeah. I mean, that. Yeah,
oh, that's how he woke up. He was dormant until they shot those bombs and stuff.
No, he was dormant until they blew up the other one.
Yeah, they blew up Junior. Blew up baby Godzilla.
Junior.
That was Godzuki. Well, Godzuki was putting a hurting on him.
He was.
He killed me when he got up and he swung the tail and it made fire. I was like, damn.
No, that was the big
Yes,
one.
That was like, I kind of thought about this when I was watching it. I was like, what would you really do if that happened? I mean, like, obviously that would never happen, but if it really happened, that would be so, like, they show people, like, oh, this is a thing. You would be shitting your fucking pants.
No, I would be running.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
I would be running the opposite direction. Wherever that thing was, I would be going the other way. Oh, there's water. hijack a boat. Keep going. We're just going to keep running. Yeah, you know, our life is running now, you know, because there's no escape.
Right.
Swinging tails. Blowing breath, stomping feet.
Atomic breath. Yeah, he stomped his feet. Yeah, he did stomp his feet.
Stomp his feet.
He got the little. He might even swatch you with them little ass arms, too. He did swat the one dude.
He did swap him with them tiny.
The tiny.
Not smooth.
I know. I'm getting
the. How you get hit by the damn arm?
Right.
That little bitty.
The little bitty, right. A little pterodactyl. A little Tyrannosaurus Rex arm.
Oh, God. So you guys are looking forward to the next one, huh?
I am.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a chance.
Okay,
because the Big Daddy, like you said, the Big Daddy showed up, and they pretty much have no answer for him.
And I am avoiding this with, like, it's a blacketh plagueth. I don't want to see the next one. I'm not interested. I was bored with the first one. I just couldn't do it, y'all. I tried to. I didn't even go in there with the crappy thing. I'm like, oh shoot, this would be something different for the fans, for the people. And I'm like, oh, this is so shitty. I'm so bored. Did I fall asleep? Did I fall asleep again? I wake up. I got up and walked around the house and came down and got some snacks. And I fell asleep with snacks in my hand. I was like, this is so bad. And I wasn't even sleepy. It was a Friday night. And I had some drinky drink. And I was feeling good. And it just tore my drinky drink out of my hand. It just looked terrible. So we'll see. We'll see how long it'll be before they come out with the next one for y'all, too. So it might be a while. Yeah. Anyway.
Damn, did Van Helsing even finish? Did they do that?
I don't know. I don't watch it. Yeah. Anyway.
All
right. We didn't came to do the damn thing. We got it done. Yeah. Godzilla. Monster Island or whatever.
Or that's how much you loved it. Or whatever. Montego hated this whole show.
Oh, shit. I didn't like anything. How about that? We have switched roles, Tiffelbot.
Wow. I mean, that's not uncommon, though. I mean,
oh, shit.
Sometimes you don't like
things. Sometimes I don't. Anyway, we came to do the damn thing. We got it done. That's it for the show this week. I'm not sure what we're going to do next week either, because it's that weird time of the year when that's to be announced. So, from Fans of Patrol, my name is Montego Bradley, host of Fans of Patrol. With me is my dynamite and sensitive co-host, Miss Tiffelbot.
It's a pleasure as always.
And the smooth one.
SMOOVE, Spell Smooth, not Dwayne. And that will be... I like Godzilla.
Yeah. All right. And until next week, man, we will be on patrol.